Hello and welcome to the Fire Belgium show. My name is Sebastian Aguilar and I will be your host for this new video podcast. This is the first episode and in this episode, I want to give you a bit of background on this podcast project, this video podcast project, on who I am, why I'm doing this and what you can expect to find in future episodes. First of all, I wanted to say that the Fire Belgium show is all about helping you taking control of your finances so that you can live a better life, be more, live more and give more, as I like to say. So it's about discussing any tools, any concepts, any ways for you to improve your life financially so that you can live a better life and also help people around you. So my name is Sebastian Aguilar, as I said, and for those of you who don't know me, I am Belgian. I am 37 years old today, and I am married with two kids. And we have been very blessed with my wife to be able to stop working almost 4 years ago now, when I was 33 and just before the birth of our first son. And we've been living an amazing life since then. I mean, we were living already amazing lives before, but we've had the chance to enjoy financial independence for a few years. And all during that time, I've been trying or I've been helping people figure out how they can also benefit from the same concepts, how they can improve their own lives and reach financial independence at some point. Now we are, and I am very conscious or aware that our personal stories are very unique and extreme in the sense that we stopped working really early. We were able to stop working earlier, very early. And that is not an example for everyone to follow, but certainly something that captures the attention of people. But what I want to discuss in this podcast is all the things that can help you improve your life, even though maybe you cannot reach financial independence so early. But I'm sure that you can benefit from the basic principles, the foundation knowledge that has helped me get to where I am today, and that is helping tons of people simply improve their lives and live better lives, be happier, and some of them retiring earlier, some of them retiring later, but with more comfort. So these are all the topics that we're going to discuss. So as I said, I'm Belgian. I'm 37 years old. I've studied engineering in Belgium, in Louvain-la-Neuve, and also studied a bit abroad in the US and in the UK. And I worked in renewable energy and sustainable development, climate change mitigation as an engineering consultant. And I would say part of the reason my journey was so fast is that I worked abroad as an expat. That has really, you know, fast-tracked my journey to financial independence for sure. It all started from making financial mistakes. So it's not like I was born and raised into, hey, you have to take care of your finances so that you can retire early. No, I had no idea. Everything, like my entire story started because I made some very stupid mistakes early on and I was forced to do something about the finances. And because I was forced, I started learning. If I had not gone through those challenges early on, I don't think I would be speaking about this today here. So what I want to say is, like, it doesn't really matter where you are today. And even if it's a very difficult situation, there's a good chance that by taking control and starting learning and starting to improve your situation, you will make progress. Like, this is really, to me, the main message of hope to anyone who might be struggling financially is that most people who are in good positions today, at some point they were in your shoes, right? So it's really about, yeah, starting and doing something about it. And sometimes being in a bad situation is a good thing because it forces you. That's what happened to me, right? If I had been in a comfortable position, I would probably have followed a much more traditional path and I don't think I would be speaking about financial independence today. So obviously as I discovered the concept of financial independence after making those early mistakes and learning a lot of things, pension planning, investing and all that, I start sharing this knowledge with first my friends, direct friends, one-on-one, helping them understand. And then I was inviting people to give talks in our living room. I was speaking at work during lunch to try to help people figure out that, like, realize that there is another way both on the way they use their savings and the concept of financial independence, right? So these are the two big topics, investing and financial independence, that I started speaking about quite early on. And in 2015, I founded Simplify, which is a community now that's a huge community in the Middle East, where I was an expat. And so that's a community that's running now with a team of volunteers, and it's doing amazing work, helping thousands of people. And I've started Fire Belgium in 2019 here after coming back and realizing that there wasn't really a big community here. And so I started a Facebook group, and at first it was just, you know, a conversation chat online. And then we did 1 year of weekly meetups when COVID hit, where we had a lot of really cool conversations, but it took me a lot of time. So we stopped that at some point. But we had lots of meetups, and we're going to do more of those in the future. We had them online, of course, and now we started doing meetups in person, and I'm hoping we can do more of those. I've been helping people with financial independence now since 2015. I've given lots of talks. I've been in the newspaper. I've helped lots of people one-on-one. I've helped a lot of people in groups. So I've developed a whole program to help people start investing. I've given talks on index investing and financial independence. So all of that are things that I've done so far. In addition to my own personal journey, I've really helped people move forward. And there's a lot of people who have worked with me that are either already financially independent, some of them even before me, and some of them who are, you know, on the way there and close to reaching financial independence as well. A lot of them in the communities that, Simplify and Fire Belgium. So you'll probably meet them. right. So the reason I'm starting this video podcast is because there's several reasons. One is, I have always been driven by impact, and that was during my career, the main driver for my choices. That was also one of the main things that made me progress so fast in my career, is just looking for impact in terms of scale and importance of the project and delivering quality and all that. But also, obviously, after I stopped working, that was still, you know, a main driver for me. And hence, you know, the two communities and just the work around helping people take care of their personal finances, getting out of debt and start investing and building security and freedom. So these are important aspects of the impact that I'm trying to have, but I want to go further. And to me, like this video podcast is a way of reaching more people, helping more people realize the power of personal finance, investing and financial independence. And also for me, it's a way of being able to speak to more people and about my convictions around financial independence, financial literacy, but also about philanthropy, effective altruism, and other topics that are more on the giving side of money or time, which is something that I'm very passionate about. And I'm hoping to bring to the community through this podcast and other activities. So we'll talk about how to make money, yes, and be rich, right? Of course. We're also going to talk about how these concepts can help thousands and thousands of people, and how this wealth and resources can also help us do good beyond just ourselves, right? So that's probably a key difference compared to other financial independence podcasts. And I thought it's important to highlight it now, in case you expect me to speak about only how to get rich fast. There will be a bit of that, of course, because it's part of the journey. But we also speak about, hey, what do we do with it? What do we do with this, these resources, this wealth that we can gain over time to improve our own lives and then to maybe help others as well. This knowledge has had massive impact on my life. It's completely changed my life, right? So now I have time for so many different things. I can choose how I spend my time. I mostly spend my time with my kids, and then on the side I do things like this sort of project. It's been amazing. So I want to share this. I want to share this with as many people as possible. So another reason for this video podcast is that I've been sharing content and knowledge, and I've been helping people with different formats so far. So giving talks in person or online, some of them are recorded and available on YouTube. writing articles on specific topics, writing a newsletter, and then helping people one-on-one. And all of that was great. And I basically what I'm struggling to find, or what I've been struggling to find, is a way to consistently do something that's is fairly easy for me and at the same time provides value. And so far, I think that what I've done that was most useful is just having conversations or speaking about a specific topic. I've found it really hard to sit down and write a blog post. I've done a few and I like doing it. I like the work it requires. I like the outcome, but it's really a long and difficult process. So I'm hoping video podcast is an easier format for me. So it's a bit of a test. We'll see if it works out. But it's basically, I want to be able to help people where they are. And often people are, there's three main formats, right? There's audio, people listening to podcasts or radio or something like this. There's video, which is on YouTube. And then there's written blog posts and articles, newspaper and all that. And so I want to be able to meet you where you are. And so I'm hoping that you'll find me either on YouTube or on your podcast, because writing for me is a bit more difficult. There will be written content too, but I like to test this format. Basically, this is where we're going. So it's a little bit because I'm a lazy writer that I'm doing a video podcast. Now, a video podcast is hard too. It requires a lot of prep. It requires a bunch of tech stuff. But I feel that this is the right way for me. And so in terms of the structure of this podcast, you can expect different kinds, different type of episodes. There will be solo episodes where it will be just me speaking to you, sharing something that I believe can help you a lot. And there will also be interviews because I simply can't wait to be able to use this podcast to speak to really interesting people, to better understand them and to get them to share things that they figured out that will help you on your journey and me. There's obviously a bit of a selfish part there, and you will see me asking questions that might be, you know, very relevant to me as well. And then there might be also occasions where I bring conversation from different platforms. Maybe I've been interviewed somewhere else and I bring that to the podcast if I believe it can help you as well on your journey. So you'll see some of those different kinds of episodes of this kind. And then I am considering ways of involving the audience, so you, and I will, you know, I will think about this and come back to you when I have a good way of dealing with that at some point. And then finally, if you're not sure where you can find the podcast, well, first of all, you probably already know at least one place because that's where you are. So you can find the podcast normally on YouTube, on your favorite podcatcher, podcasting app, on the website. We will post the podcast episodes there too. And you will be able to find updates on the podcast episodes all over social media where we are. So in addition to Facebook, there will be LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and a few other platforms. And then if you want to connect with the community Fire Belgium, then the best place to go is firebelgium.com, the website where you will have links to the community on Facebook, and also access to guides and workshops that are posted there, and a number of videos and blog posts, all of that. There's a lot of resources for you to get started. I look forward to seeing you in the community for sure. And I look forward to speaking to you in the next episode.